نحمده ونستغفره، نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا، يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الكلام كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. All praise is due to Allah. I thank Him, I seek His help, His guidance and His forgiveness. I believe in Him and I trust Him. I seek refuge on Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. On whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation, an addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I assure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah, have the taqwa of Allah, and don't die unless you are in the state of Islam. My khutbah today is about a very important issue in Islam, and is one of the things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. Of course, we are not talking about jihad today. We are not asking you to shed your blood and lose it for the sake of Allah, which is nothing wrong with it. But when you know that the khutbah is one of the main principles of Islam and one of the things which Allah loves it, and you start to think for a moment, what can be such an issue that Allah loves and such thing that is the main title of Islam? Guess what can be? Something must be. We have to spend a lot of money. We have to put our life day and night to do it. Not exactly. It is the basic of Islam. It is the nature of Islam. It is part of the deen of Allah. It is the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I don't know what else I can tell you about it, but listen what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in Surah Al-Baqarah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التوابين ويحب المتطهرين. Very simple. Indeed, Allah loves those who repent. I'm not talking to you about repentance today. So what is the issue? Indeed, Allah loves those who come back to Him, those who give up the sin, and Allah loves those who profile themselves, those who are clean, those who try to clean themselves physically, mentally, spiritually, in the body, in the house, in the mouth, in the tongue, in the heart. If you take the title of cleanliness in Islam, I will tell you Islam is about nothing except cleanliness. Subhanallah. Can you imagine that this one of the things that Allah makes you, makes Allah loves you, to be among those who clean themselves, clean other things around them, to be clean in yourself, to be clean in your family, to be clean. And the cleanliness goes in a wide angle about cleanliness. Clean in your income, clean in what you say, clean in what you're doing, clean in your mind, clean in your heart, clean physically, spiritually, in everything. But today only I will take one only issue about physical cleanliness. And believe it or not, from the moment you open your eyes, the first thing is I'm talking about cleanliness. Subhanallah. Say, brother, I thought that when you wake up, you say, Alhamdulillah, alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana, praise be due to Allah who has revived us after our death. You say this, but do you know what is the first thing that you do? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, when one of you get up, let him not to dip his hand in the water before he wash it three times. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَدْرِي أَيْنَا بَاتَتْ يَدَهُ. The subject is so simple, but when I went to research it, I found it so big. I wrote something, but by the time I read the Arabic and translate to English, it's not going to be enough. He says that when you get up in the morning from your sleep, don't put your hand in the bucket. This is the way how they used to have the water. They don't have this faucet, or that you stand in front of it and the water comes automatically. Everything is electronic. But still, with the basic kind of life, you find Islam teaching them according the way how they are and how they have to be clean. He says not to wash your hand in the main source of the water, which is this bucket. Wash your hand out of the bucket first. Clean your hand before you dirty this water. Before you dirty your hand. Why? In your sleep, you are not aware about what's going on with you. And the Prophet ﷺ said, فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَدْرِي أَيْنَ بَاتَتْ يَدَهُ. You don't know where your hand was at night. Subhanallah. The Prophet ﷺ doesn't speak from his mind. It is revelation. Revelation comes to teach us even about how to clean our own hands. Subhanallah. This is the first thing when you wake up. He says that when you wake up in the morning, you need to make istighfar thalatha marrat. Why? Because the shaitan lives in your nose. He spends the night in your nose. You see? So you have to take water, sniff water in your nose, and you blow your nose three times. Cleanliness. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, al-tahuru shatru iman. Purification. Cleanliness is half of your faith. And subhanallah, when I start to think about it, half of the faith, I found from wudu to ghusl to istinja to washing to madmada to suwak to circumcision, I found everything involved how to be clean. في الطهور شطر الإيمان. والحمد لله تمنع الميزان، وسبحان الله وبحمده تمنع ما بين السماء والأرض. purification is half cleanliness is half of your faith to be clean physically, spiritually, in your mind, in your heart, in your body, in your house, in your kitchen, in your mouth, in your street. It's half of your faith to praise Allah and say Alhamdulillah. This will fill the scale. To say Subhanallah walhamdulillah doesn't take even a minute. But other than this two phrases, Subhanallah alhamdulillah, he says this will fill what's between the earth and the heaven. Look how much blessing he gets in only for saying Subhanallah alhamdulillah. How many times he can say it in 1 minute? We say a lot of things, we talk a lot of things, but Subhanallah alhamdulillah only. Other it. For one time, it gives you blessings as much as the distance between the heaven and the earth. Subhanallah. But it starts to say what? At-tahuru shatru al-iman. Purification, physical cleanliness, and to be good and clean, this is half of your faith. We have to understand the importance of cleanliness in Islam. And how Islam put a lot of emphasis about a person to be clean. Because when you are clean, you are near to the people, near to Allah. You be loved by the people, you be loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say, look good. You smell good. This is nature. Nature of a human being. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, لا تقبل صلاة بغير طهور. Salah is not accepted without ablution. And look at the ablution. You wash in your hands, your mouth, your nose, your face, your feet. All this exposed part. Subhanallah. A Muslim is going to be clean. He's going to be clean always. Why? Because he's a person who makes salah. And before he makes salah, Allah is commanding him to make wudu. And wudu, you're going to be washing. And this is part of Islam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying from the hadith that reported by Salman, may Allah be pleased with him, نهى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن نستقبل القبلة ببول أو غائط أو نستنجي بأقل من ثلاثة أجمار أحجار. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbid us to face the Qibla or to put our back to the Qibla when we use the bathroom. And he forbid us to clean ourselves with less than 3 stones. Even using the bathroom, Islam is teaching you how to use the bathroom, and you need to clean your private parts. This is the ummah that at all times Islam teaches them to be clean. You go to use the bathroom regardless. You urinate or you defecate, Islam tells you, you need to wash yourself. You need to clean yourself. If there is no water, there is a paper towel, there is a stone, there is rocks, there is different methods. But Islam emphasizes that you use the bathroom, doesn't matter, you urinate, defecate, you need to clean yourself. This is a deen of cleanliness, and we have to understand about it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us about Iman that he has a serious punishment in the grave. He passed by 2 graves and said both of them are in a serious punishment. Not because they did a crime like killing or kidnapping or... He said, وَمَا يُعَذَّبَانِ فِي كَبِيرٍ. It's not because they did something. وَإِنَّهُ لَكَبِيرٌ. Yes, it is a great crime. One of them was doing what? One of them, he said, that he used to carry tail. يَمْشِ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ بِالنَّمِيمَةِ. Carry tails. So and so said about you. She said, he said, they say this about you. And keep making hard feeling and animosity between the Muslim because he carry tails. What is the other person? He said, كَانَ لَا يَسْتَتِرُ مِنْ بَوْلِ. Or يَسْتَنْزِهُ مِنْ بَوْلِ. How many Muslims nowadays they choose to go use the bathroom, especially but you're lazy because rush, life is rush, especially even in America. They don't have time. So he's not careful how he sits, or how he uses the hammam, or how he washes himself. Doesn't feel important. I didn't defecate, I only urinate. So I'm not a big thing. It's nothing but water. And keep walking. Do you know that Islam telling you that you have to wash? And do you know that Islam, subhanAllah, Jibreel will come from the 7th heaven all the way to carry things related to the bathroom? Yes, this is the greatness of this deed. Doesn't matter if it is Salah or how to prepare for the Salah. Jibreel coming from Allah with information to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to teach us. So we can learn how to be. So when somebody is standing and urinated, or he's not careful about splashing of the urine on in his clothes, how you go to make salah? How you can make salah like this? This person was in the grave, was in a serious trouble. Why? Because he was not careful when he used the bathroom. This what is the Islam teaching us. We have to be careful. The Prophet ﷺ taught us the cleanliness. And he corrected the person when he made a mistake. A Bedouin man. He doesn't understand. He doesn't know better. He come in the middle of the mosque and urinated. Now the Sahaba want to change this wrong deed. But the Prophet ﷺ with his kindness, he said, leave him alone. Later on the Prophet teach him that the mosque is not built for this. Because they don't have the rugs, they don't have all these things, and the land inside, same way like the land outside. So the Bedouin person, it don't make difference. He can urinate. But the Prophet ﷺ, he let him finish. And after this, he teaches the Sahaba how to clean it. Go and bring a bucket of water and pour it. Clean this mess. At the same time, he will teach the man that the mosque is not built for this. It's to purification. Is to glorify Allah, is to pray. You are not supposed to do this. Look, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you come into the mosque, إِذَا أَذَا أَحَدُكُمْ الْمَسْجِدْ فَلْيَنْظُرْ إِلَىٰ نَعْلَيْهِ فَإِنْ كَانَ بِهِمَا أَذَا فَلْيَدْعَكُمَا أَلْيَمْتَعُمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ ثُمَّ يُصَلِّ فِيهِمَا. When you come into the mosque, it's not rushing. And not coming in and say, it doesn't matter. Where I have my shoes, if somebody falls in it, break his back, doesn't matter. People build the shoe shelf, doesn't matter. Keep running. Running for what? You are not supposed to be coming running for Salah. You're supposed to come in a special way because you're coming to Salah. Now when you come to the Salah, the Prophet ﷺ said, look your shoes. Check your shoes. If some impurity, some filth, something wrong in it, so wipe it in the ground. Clean it before you step in the mosque. So we have to keep the mosque in a special condition. You did not bring the adhar and the dirty things to the mosque. Why? Because this is the house of Allah. Do you like your house to be dirty? Do you like your house to be filthy? Do you like your house to have roaches? Do you like your house to have ants? Do you like your house to smell bad? Subhanallah, we don't like this for our own houses. How we can allow this? Or we doesn't mind if it happens in the house of Allah. Allah doesn't need a house, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored this place by attributing to him, and this became the house of Allah. So when you come to the mosque, you need to approach yourself. Even the way of cleanliness, the way when you come. من أكل ثوما أو بصلا فليعتذرنا وليعتذر مسجدنا وليصلي في بيته. Whosoever eat garlic, eat onions, raw, is not cooked, let him stay in his house. You could not come disturb the Muslims. Yes, I look nice, I look clean, but when you start to open your mouth and say, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, and the breathing going out, and the people beside you. No. We nowadays we have people who smoke cigarettes, tobacco, worse than onions and garlic. And the clothes smell like smoking and everything, and after this comes. No preparation for Jummah. Look, Jummah. You could not. The angels, even nobody there, everybody, and now I'm going to the mosque. You say no. Because there is angels in the mosque. they will get this stamp with the same thing that Son of Adam get this stamp with. Subhanallah. This is the religion of talking about how to look, how you smell, how you talk, how you walk. Everything is part of this religion. So when you come to the mosque, you have to be careful what's in your shoes, what's about your clothes, how your mouth is smelling, and this also from the teaching. Look in general, the Prophet ﷺ saying about Ashara min Sunan al-Fitra. 10 things out of the upright nature, from the Sunnah that's been practiced by all the Prophets. And out of them, the Prophet ﷺ saying about the Suwak. Subhanallah. A nation that used a Suwak could not have a problem with the teeth. A nation that uses the Suwak could not be disturbed with the angels. The Prophet ﷺ said, لَأُولَا أَنْ أَشُقَ عَلَىٰ أُمَّتِي لَأَمَرْتُهُمْ بِالسُوَاكِ عِنْدَ كُلِّ صَلَاةِ. If it's not going to bring about hardship and problem for my nation, I will command them to use the Suwak, the toothbrush, at every time of prayer. Let's assume the weakest one among us, how many times they pray every day? 5 times at least. Forget about sunnah and making water and making all the things. At least you're praying 5 times a day. Can you imagine, before every prayer you're going to clean your mouth? Clean your mouth physically. Physically clean it. The Prophet ﷺ said, but I'm only don't want to cause hardship for my ummah. As a result of this, I'm not going to make it obligatory. But the Prophet ﷺ always with this miswak. 5 times, do you think, in all that have miswak, at least 5 times a day will have a cavity? Will be worried about brushing or going to a dentist or doing anything like this? This is the ummah of cleanliness and purification in their mouth, in their private parts, under the nails, after the armbar. Everywhere you find Islam talking about cleanliness. Out of the sunnah of fitra is the miswak. Halqa'ana, naqfil ibr, taqlim al-azafir, subhanallah, cutting your fingernails. Islam is talking about it. You don't keep this because this is your hand, you're using it. All this dirt and all these germs and all this filth is a good, and some Muslim nowadays imitate the kuffar. They bring their nails long, we're going to have long nails. For what? You are a man of fitra. You are a people of the upright nature. You are the people who follow the prophets in everything. You don't, what you need your nails? You want to turn from a human being to be like a wild animal, walking with the long nails and red nails for women? For what? You are a Muslim. You are a good person. You are not a person to attack others for no reason. So, out of an Islam that you cut your fingernails, that you shave under your arms, your private parts, all these things part of an Islam. Even a baby, 7 days, and say, shave the head. Amistu anhu al-adha. This is adha. Remove this hair. And circumcision. Subhanallah. Even a baby 7 days old. So Islam is not only for adults, even we're concerned about a baby, how to be clean. We're going to remove this hair, and we're going to give this boy a circumcision. Can you find any ideology or any religion else other than Islam talks about cleanliness? Now you can understand that how purification is half of the faith. You can talk about your nose or your toes. You can talk about your mouth or your private parts. You find Islam telling you everything you need to clean it. Because you are a Muslim, and this is one of your main concerns, to be clean in everything. We see that Islam tells us, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ. Indeed, Allah loves those who repent him and those who profile clean themselves. Your title as a Muslim, you are clean. You look good. Wherever you walk in a good place. You are good in your clothes. the way how you smell before you go in Jum'ah, you take an ibadah. Because you're going to a public meeting, you're going to be there with the other Muslims, you're not supposed to disturb them, and you're going to be there also in the surrounding of the angels. And not this only, after a shower, you need to put perfume. Subhanallah, where you can find this? Only in an Islam. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is good, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves those who are good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves this cleanliness. So brothers and sisters, we have to pay attention to cleanliness in Islam. You found as example about a shower, how many showers in Islam? You have a ghusl for Jum'ah, you have a ghusl for Janabah, you have a ghusl after menses and childbirth, you found a ghusl before even entering Mecca, although that you've been traveling before you enter Mecca for Hajj. Now we have a ghusl. You find the whole thing in Islam is about ghusl, about cleanliness, purification, to be a person who prepares to be among the others, and how you present yourself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala amtanna alayna bi ni'matin ma, and He said wa'anzanna ilaykum ma wa'anzanna ma an tahura, that we sent to you a water to become a means of purification for you. Although we know we need the water, but Allah also bring about this issue, is not only to drink, is not everybody need water, but also for purpose of tahara, purification. So let's try to implement this deen. Let's try to look, especially this week or today, about cleanliness in Islam, and how important is cleanliness in Islam. With this, inshallah, I come to remind myself and my brothers and sisters in Islam that we have to teach our children, and we have to implement in their life cleanliness. When they eat, when they go to the bathroom, when they go to sleep, when they wake up, when they deal with others, washing hands, cutting fingernails, shaving when they grow to such time that they need this shaving, all these things is part of the teaching of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it is very important because we're going to earn the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what we are here in this life for, except earning the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah be pleased with him. So brothers and sisters, with something very simple, to be clean in ourselves, in our area, in our houses, in our mosque. And we have to understand that we are not supposed to harm others, physically or spiritually or mentally or by any means, intentionally or unintentionally. But sometimes when we allow kids, as example, taking candy and lollipop and entering the mosque and they speak to the rugs, and after this we have ants and somebody making sujood and get bit by ants, as example, we harming others. This is not the way. Why? Because we become so lenient with our children even when they go to the mosque. Doesn't matter if they walk in a stand or they walk in a mosque, they can walk all the way inside the mosque with their shoes. We need to have a proper discipline. We have to let our children know the same thing that you respect the public library. We need to have more respect to our mosque. Taking soda, drink half of it and leave half of it on the shelf, the bookshelf, or in the window shelf, and after it is split, all these things bring roaches, bring ants, bring disturbance all day into our mosque. This is something we have to stop it, and we have to understand that this is not Islam. This is not Islam, and Islam about cleanliness. I beg Allah's forgiveness for me and you. Fastaghfiru innahu ghafur. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salam ala abdi wa rasooli Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have a story in Islam that we used to be a black lady. She take her duty toward the mosque, and she used to clean the mosque of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what happened that this lady had died by night, and the Sahaba, they didn't want to disturb the resting of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They prepare her janazah and they bury him, bury her. Later on, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked about this lady. Where is this lady that she used to clean the mosque? Say, oh Prophet of Allah, she passed away. Say, how come you didn't tell me? How come you didn't tell me? Say, oh Prophet of Allah, he was sleeping. Don't want to disturb you. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to the graveyard and made janazah prayer on this lady especially. Why? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam recognized the great duty that the woman was doing. She is cleaning the house of Allah, and she deserves special intention of the attention of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even if he's sleeping. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to go specially, make a special trip to the grave to make salah upon this lady. This to teach us how we need to take a good care of our mosque. Cleaning it, freshen it, purify it, physically and mentally, by all means that we have to take a special care of our prayer area, regardless if it's in the public like this one, or the prayer room that we have in our houses, we need to clean it. Inshallah, brothers and sisters, before I close, I would like to remind all of you that tomorrow, inshallah, we have the CIC meeting, which we're going to be visited by four of the imams of South North Carolina. We're going to have the first lecture after Salat al-Fajr. We have the imam from Greenville, the imam of Charlotte, North Carolina, and the imam from Raleigh, Moscow also. And all of them, they will be lecturing here tomorrow. So a part of our deen also that we show hospitality to others. We don't have to ask you to bring food or money, but at least you show your presence. These people coming to share the knowledge with us. First lecture will be immediately after Salat al-Fajr. Second lecture will be after Salat al-Zuhr. And third lecture will be after Salat al-Asr, inshallah. So I'm asking you kindly that you show your presence at least for one lecture so you can benefit from this trip, inshallah. And we're lucky to have this meeting in our mosque. In the meantime, we had prepared a small item there for those who like to volunteer. We have about 18 items. If anybody would like to help that set, they can take one of these tickets. You can see whatever your choice, and if you want to make a breakfast as example, you want to buy the feta cheese, or you want to buy the tomatoes, or you want to buy the olives, or whatever it is required for breakfast or lunch or dinner, please, after Jum'ah, if you're interested to help by any means, come and take one of this. So inshallah, because we also with the spiritual food, we're giving a physical food to the body. So we're providing breakfast for the visitors as well as the residents of Colombia, anybody who come. So please, if you feel that you would like to help after Salah, inshallah, come and take one of this, inshallah. Also would like to give a special thanks for the sisters who is going to be in duty today by the sister doors and stopping children of bringing soda, lollipops, food, all the things inside the building. Alhamdulillah, we have a nice weather outside. We have picnic tables. We have also upstairs designated area for eating, so there's no need anymore to bring food inside the mosque. We understand all of us love our children, we care for them, but sometimes the mother is talking or doing something, and by accident the food and the drink spills in the rug, and this became a problem for cleaning later on. So we appreciate your participation and your patience and inshallah your cooperation to keep the house of Allah clean. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who repent and those who profile and clean themselves, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with his love for doing this, inshallah. Ameen. Jazakum Allah khairan. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah al-azim li wa lakum.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.